Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And I'm excited today to have Jesse Doback with me because he is has been part of our team and helped us really establish our online presence, and his entire team. They're just a delight to work with. Jesse, thanks for coming back on.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure. I'll come on as many times, anytime, whenever you want. So.
Well, he's not just a successful online marketer, but he's actually he's really kind of living what I teach as far as looking at how to leverage your intellectual property and get out there. He's helped people, a lot of people with their marketing, and still does. Brandon Burchard was one of his clients, Charlene Johnson, Sonia Cajet, me, and has really helped people build their funnels and their whole ad strategy with Facebook. And plus his team is a delight to work with, as I said. So if you go back and see the original, you'll get the whole history. Jesse had his life planned out for him as a basketball guy, and then all of a sudden that didn't happen. And he had to find a different direction, and he ended up with all kinds of student debt. And he took charge of his life. And he's debt-free. He's got several different businesses. We were just talking about it. He's got a whole new platform that he's launched in the last couple of years that we're using as well, InfluencerSoft. And I invited Jesse back because there's so much going on, and we've been living it with him as far as, you know, this is not the month to advertise with Facebook, or that all of a sudden during the pandemic, it was really inexpensive to add. You know, we've made time, we adjusted our strategies. So Jesse, thank you for coming back on. And he didn't really know before we did this, we didn't really strategize what we wanted to talk about. So I'm putting him on the spot, but share a little bit about the history of Facebook and where you think we've come and where we should be thinking about going.
Okay, well, this is a topic that I love talking about just because it's been a challenge to understand it. And I've actually gotten hit really hard understanding and going through the process of doing Facebook marketing. So in 2017, something happened where they changed the whole algorithm. And the world is changing so fast right now, and things are happening, and this is only the beginning, I believe, of the big changes. So I do believe right now is the best time. It's that you need to be online. It's that you need to understand how to advertise on social media, that Facebook is basically running your life. These computers and these social media accounts are tracking every single movement you do. It's the whole world is shifting right now. So the one thing that I saw was that you do not own these platforms. You do not own Facebook. You have an account. But what you really need to focus on is, yes, leveraging their tools, building a group, building a page, creating your account, running ads, all these types of things that you need to utilize this platform for. But in 2017, something crazy happened in my business. I lost a lot of my clients. I had to do a big shift. I had to say, okay, Facebook's not the ruler of everything in my business, because what they did was they completely changed the algorithm because of a privacy breach or whatever went on behind the scenes, where I realized I don't control and I don't own this platform. So I really had to buckle down, get more serious. It was more difficult to market with Facebook. You had to go through more steps in the actual process of setting up ads. It wasn't as easy. It wasn't as cheap. And a big shift happened. So I had to really buckle down and really start learning how custom audiences work. and how you need to put people into different buckets, whether they're a hot lead or a warm lead or a lukewarm lead or a between lukewarm and cold and then cold. A lot of people, they try to market to cold people right off the bat, but really you got to warm them up. You got to get content out there. You got to engage them and you got to move them down a path. So Facebook started implementing certain things, and I saw that what was working before was not going to work anymore. And you got to get people from Facebook onto a landing page to build an email list and build different lists, buyers
lists. Let me jump in there for a minute, yeah. Jesse, because I do a lot of, I have a lot of mentoring clients, and that's been my biggest push for them this year, is because everybody's thinking Facebook, Instagram being out there, and I go, you don't own those. And mm-hmm. I've had people, you know, friends, even clients, where all of a sudden they've lost their Facebook presence. And so it's like, it's so important for you to understand, yes, that's a marketing tool, but to get them through opt-ins or things where landing pages where you get them into your database, then they're your, they, you, this is your intellectual property. You have them and you own them. But until you get them in your database, you don't own them. And that's something that, you know, Jesse has helped me for the last year and a half. It's like test, understand your markets. And if this thing's not working, you stop doing it. You find another group, another audience, but always to get them into the database. So I want to highlight that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was a great thing where you jumped in right there, because it is so important that you get your own database. And I had to learn the hard way in my business. See, a lot of my clients, they were building fan pages on Facebook, and then all of a sudden the algorithm changed where the reach, instead of it being like 20 million a week, was now like 1 million a week. Or instead of 1 million a week, it was like 20,000 a week. So it wasn't going to be as effective, and they were forcing you to spend money. They were forcing you to continue paying to get your posts seen out there on Facebook. And then once your posts were seen, now you could start running ads and being more effective, but it was costing a lot more money. Okay. And that's with any platform. Okay. TikTok right now is hot and everything's being built and they just launched ads, but guess what? It's a different audience. And then eventually when the older generation starts getting on TikTok and they start using it, they're going to go through the same cycle. And this thing has happened on Google. It, you know, MySpace before that, I don't know if they were running ads on MySpace, but definitely Google went through the same process, and then Facebook went through the same process. So it's definitely, you know, very, very, very important.
Well, I think, you know, and what I try to get across to my clients is all these things are important, and think of them as lead generation, but you want to lead them to your home base, and your home base is your database. And so you want to get them there so that you can do this nurturing campaign. We've just spent months with Jesse's team building a funnel is the term, but I like to say the customer experience is a better term for me. You know, how we lead them through and how we give them content before we ask them for something so that we know what their customer journey is. But that's all within a system that we own, and it's not something that somebody else can turn off on us. And it's so important with companies that so many people rely on just their social media standing and they don't have any database. And that's so wrong from the standpoint of building strength in the foundation of your business, right?
Absolutely. So what I'd recommend to everybody out there right now that's watching this, understand the world is moving extremely fast. It's moving digital. The computers are tracking pretty much everything that's out there. So you need to get your tracking systems in place. You need to start building your funnels. You need to be able to start running your ads and start figuring out how to monetize paid advertising, but also build a sales funnel and a sales process that's done in an automated way, and start building an affiliate team, start getting an affiliate manager. So you're constantly getting people to promote your funnel. So you're paying to get customers, but you're also building a team so you can go out there and be able to utilize their list to start building yours. And a lot of people now, they're using Zoom, they're doing online summits, they're doing online webinars, they're creating podcasts just like this. So there's a lot of different things that you can do to build your content up on social media. And then what you can do is figure out how to boost it to a certain audience. And the ads during, when the pandemic was declared on March 11th, it really got very cheap to run ads. But now it's kind of evened out again because people are starting to think, oh, the world's going back into normal. It is not. The world, in my opinion, the world is about to go into the second wave and the economy is going to dip even more. And this was all, you know, predicted well in advance that it's going to get even cheaper and even easier to run ads. So get ready. This winter, I think, is going to be the cheapest it's ever been, even during Black Friday, even during Christmas, and moving through the cold season, the cold and flu season, the numbers and all this with the pandemic are going to increase. So you're going to need to get your funnel in place now. You're going to need to get in position to understand how ads work and how to put people in those buckets I was saying. So run awareness campaigns to get people to see your content, boost that up. And then the people that watch 75 to 50% of your videos, then start putting them onto landing pages and start moving them through your funnel for your introductory products. And then the people that are showing a high interest in your introductory products and actually buying your introductory products, you need to start running ads into higher ticket products. And these are some of the things that we've been working on with Sharon. It's been an evolution over the last year and a half or year, where we started off figuring out how to sell her first product, her second product, her third product, and getting applications for higher ticket. We've been able to move into this plan. And everybody's going to need this if you want to compete or to be able to build your business or have a business. And the world is just going to keep becoming more computerized and digitalized, in my opinion.
And I think, you know, even with everything you said along with it, though, simultaneously, you're constantly testing to make sure that the messaging is working. And even if the ads aren't costing a lot, you still want to make sure you're getting a return on those ads. So for instance, whenever all the ads that we're doing, we're still making some money on those ads with the products that we're selling, but the long-term revenue is really on the full customer journey, taking them through the entire funnel. So it's important to have people on your team that know what they're doing. And somebody that knew how to do Facebook 4 years ago, if they've not, you know, as Jesse said, it all changed a few years ago. And so then they continue to make changes. Every time we turn around, there's some new change in the algorithm. So you want to make sure you're working with people that know what they're doing, right?
Yeah, know what they're doing and also kind of see the future, see the trends, understand. If I didn't fail as hard as I did before, I wouldn't be in the position to adapt and help you out, for example. So you got to, if you're looking for someone to help you out, look for somebody that has failed, but they've learned from their mistakes and they've moved on and they're looking at the trends of where the world's headed and being prepared. Now, the things I'm saying on this show right now may be a little negative in some people's eyes, or like, but I don't want to be naive when the world does make that change and I'm not ready. So yeah, the things that have helped Sharon out and what we've been doing and focused on. So if you're watching this and you want to implement some of this stuff, is my clients typically make about 85 to 90% of their actual profit from their middle ticket to high ticket offers, not from their books, not from their courses. I know Sharon made a massive brand off of the Rich Dad and that brand, but that thing just kind of took off, and that's a different animal. I don't know too many people right now launching a book where they can sell like even close to 1 million copies of that book. Like they're maybe selling like, oh, we're Amazon bestseller and we sold like 3,000 copies, and that's like considered good right now.
Yeah, but, that's true.
But you're not going to make money. You're not going to become rich off of that. That's your glorified business card to bring people in. Then you sell them a course. Then you get them into your group coaching program. Then you get them into your higher ticket, more one-on-one, where you're charging what you're actually worth. And then you have a you know, more clients in the book, a little bit less clients in the course, a little bit less clients in the group coaching. It's a little bit higher, you know, price point. And then your high ticket, you maybe have just a couple people, but the majority of the profit are from the middle to high ticket, not from the low ticket. But that's a way to get people in, pay for your advertising, be able to spend money to acquire a customer. And then if you're acquiring 5 or 10 customers a day, most people are acquiring maybe like a couple customers a month. So that's where the shift is happening, but you know, it's not easy. So.
Yeah. And part of it is also having somebody with the expertise to know which audiences to go after. We're constantly tweaking that and looking at it. And we actually get together with Jesse's team every single week to review what the results are that week and what's working and what's not working and what tweaks we need to make. So it's a science, and you want to make sure you have people on your team who know what they're doing, and definitely a lot younger, more Jesse's age than mine from the standpoint of staying on top of all the technology. But we're going to put in the show notes how you can get in touch with Jesse, because he, you know, his team is fantastic and they have a whole new software program called InfluencerSoft, which is what we're using for a lot of our programs. And what I like about it is it's kind of a one-stop shop. Say, talk a little bit about the InfluencerSoft, Jesse.
Yeah, well, it's kind of been my dream come true to do. And, you know, ever since I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that's what really changed my life and got me in the game, because I didn't even know what an entrepreneur was until I read that book, to be honest. I heard the term, but I never like actually thought I could be that. But I feel like the software now, I mean, with the agency is great, helping these clients, working with the high-level people like yourself, Brendan Burchard, Shalene Johnson, Sharon, Sonia Choquette, and those type of people, I mean, it's been a dream come true. But to actually have a software platform now, which I didn't build, I just found the person that did, but I positioned myself as an influencer in the market. He saw me on stage at Brendan Burchard's event, other events as well. And he presented the, hey, let's launch this together. And I took a look at it. At first I was like, oh, I don't know, like, is this what I should be doing? Because I didn't want to take on too much. And then I said, all right, I'm actually really excited. I'm going to launch this platform. And I literally want it to be like the Amazon of the build your online business space, because I know it is possible. I know there's a next level to what these tools. There's other platforms out there that allow you to build websites. When I started, I was building websites with WordPress, and there's a lot of tools out there, but they don't necessarily have the experience that I felt like I had working with these influencers and building these brands online, that now I could take, if I could take this software and make it work for the clients I have, and then those clients can give feedback into where we need to take the software. And if it works for them at these high level people, just like HubSpot, just like Salesforce, that the valuation is in the 10 to 100 million level. I'm like, wow, I could really build an asset that Sharon talks about, and just being dedicated to doing that over an extended period of time. I feel like, man, this is exactly what Rich Dad Poor Dad is all about. And the agency that I have is a great tool to feed the software, and the software to feed the agency. And I feel like there's nobody else out there that have mastered the agency and that have mastered the software and put it together to be able to provide a big value. And I'm just so honored and grateful that Sharon took the chance on working with us. We worked together for a while, had some success, had a little bit of success. I feel like now we're finally getting into the area where we can just start scaling and take her stuff to the next level. But not only that, she said, all right, I'm going to give your software a shot. Even though like she didn't know what it was. She's like, okay, whatever. Like, this is new. There's other softwares out there that we've used that everybody talks about. Nobody's talking about yours yet. That she used it. And now she's like, okay, it does work. It is an asset. I could see where it could scale, and it does a lot of things, and it's workable on all levels. And it just really is awesome that Sharon has trusted the agency, trusted the software. They're both working well together. And I don't see a lot of other people doing that. They're either doing one or the other, and they're not thinking big enough. And I really do believe that the partnership and the relationship that we've been able to build, we're going to be able to take this all the way. And I'm really grateful and excited about that, Sharon. And I would love for you to be a part of the software as much as you want, as far as, like, I know you're like, you want to help us in the financial side. I know you want to help us, like, take a look at that as far as, like, how we could maximize the software and make sure it's stable and make sure it's going somewhere. Like, I would love to work with you on that, just because, like, I know you've already done that. You've already built the company up, done an exit. There's a lot that we can learn together, like on the financial side of what you do and the combination of the two. So,
well, that's, well, I will share that we have given you guys some feedback on it as we've been incorporating it. And you guys are fantastic, because I think, you know, working together, we're actually fine tuning it, making it even better. And so we're every day getting a little stronger and understanding how to use it and utilize it. And I do think it's a perfect tool for a lot of people looking to find that advice and to find something where you don't have to buy 10 different programs and try and put them together. InfluencerSoft does bring a lot of that to the table to help people create it. And if you guys want more information about it, you can go to bit.ly/playbiginfluencer, but we will have it also in the show notes. And Jess, you're going to hang out with me, because we're going to do the private video for the private Facebook group, Play Big Movement. But
just want to say one more thing, guys. If you're out there watching this and you get a chance to work with Sharon, and, you know, you've worked with her at some level, but you haven't worked with her at the highest level that she offers, I would highly recommend that. She knows some of the most powerful people out there. Like, they take her seriously. I've worked with a lot of people, and, you know, there's certain people out there that, like, they're not as credible as Sharon is. Like, when you go to, like, network and power of association, and you say your network is equal to your net worth and all that, like, Sharon, she could go and hang out with Grant Cardone or any of these people, and they're nervous to be around her. She's done things at a much higher level than a lot of the mentors out there are at. So definitely, if you get a chance to work at a higher level, invest with Sharon. You're going to get access to us. You're going to get access to, she's got so many people though. She's got so many different people, not just us doing marketing with her. There's just so many resources in there. And if you can build a sales process, build an affiliate network, and then figure out the online piece so you can acquire customers, I mean, you can grow to massive levels, because Sharon's connected.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And we'll probably do this on a regular basis, give an update to everybody. We have you on every few months so we can talk about what's happening in the digital media space. How's that sound?
Sounds great. If you want to do it at 2 a.m, I'm up for that too, or 4 a.m, whenever you want, I'll jump on. So it's just an honor to be in your
Sounds
presence.
Good. I may pass at those hours, but we'll make sure we have an update for everybody. So I want to thank everybody. This is all about playing big, which is being number one in your field, living your legacy, and creating maximum impact. It's hard to be number one in your field if you don't surround yourself with the people that can get you there. And so that's why I introduce you to the people that we're using, that's supporting us and helping us spread our message. So go out there and figure out how your next step is to play a bigger game. And thanks again, Jesse. And for all of you, have a fantastic day.
Thank you, Sharon.